that comes with you dictating patient's name is Merle Ott, OTT, Merle, MERLE. Date of birth is 10/20/1936. Date of service is 6/9/2023. Mr. Ott is a very pleasant 85-year-old male with history of Parkinson's disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, mood disorder, as well as history of bladder cancer, who presented to the emergency room after a mechanical fall. He was seen in the emergency room, was diagnosed with left hip fracture. He denied any loss of consciousness. He had X-rays done. We did show mild to moderate arthritis of the hip, acute minimally displaced fracture of the proximal mid left femoral neck. Patient was admitted to the hospital. The chest X-ray was unremarkable. CT of the head as well as cerebral spine showed no evidence of acute intracranial hemorrhage or major vessel territory infarct, no evidence of acute cervical spine fracture, and no post-traumatic sequelae to the facial bones. Patient was seen by orthopedic. Underwent left hip percutaneous spinning. His EKG did show first degree AV block with PVCs. Patient did not want any aggressive measures. He had his was on hospice. No echo or other aggressive workup was done. Postoperatively, he was stable, doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no fever, the chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for Parkinson's disease, mood disorder, anxiety slash depression, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Past surgical history has been significant for knee surgery, basal cell carcinoma surgery, and vasectomy, recent left hip surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. No known drug allergies. Current medications. Include quetiapine, Tylenol, clonazepam, Sinemet, Zoloft, Flomax, Ventolin inhaler, aspirin, donepezil. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough or shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, nausea, no vomiting, then seeing diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, then after urinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does have history of Parkinson's disease, history of mood disorders, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of hip pain, history of fall, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, temperature 97.9, pulse 68 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 130/74, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and acted to light. Technical movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No limb pyrenopathy. No carotid bleed. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological exam. Patient awake. And alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, fall, next left hip fracture, status post-surgery, next Parkinson's disease, next anxiety, slash mood disorders, next BPH, next DJD. Next Parkinson's disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lori Boutell, B-O-U-T-E-L-L, Lori, L-O-R-I, date of birth. Is 3/10/1958, date of service, /6/2/2022. Miss Boutell is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. And she states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She has been having some diarrhea. She denies any abdominal pain or cramps, denies any nausea or vomiting, denies any fever, denies any chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no limb pyrenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, diarrhea, next generalized weakness, next history of UTI, next history of sepsis, next metabolic encephalopathy, next acute and chronic kidney disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. We'll have stool studies done. There's no abdominal pain or tenderness. We'll check for C. diff as well as get a stool for culture and sensitivity. We'll use Imodium in the meantime. We'll follow up on her progress. If she'll continue other medication. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R. Why? Date of birth is 3/9/1942. Date of service is 6/2/2022. Miss Lutz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been having some cough. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She has not been wheezing, but sometimes she does have some ronchi as per the nurse. She denies any chest pain or heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no limb pyrenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, cough. Next. Parkinson's disease, next history of CHF, next atrial fibrillation, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next dementia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll use albuterol inhaler / NMT as needed. We'll, if her cough is any worse, we'll get a chest x-ray. We'll continue other medications. I've advised the nurse to see if we can get some incentive spirometry, continue other medications, we'll monitor her progress, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stephen Riddall, R-I-D-A-L, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is 6-2-2022. Mr. Riddall is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing somewhat better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any abdominal pain, no fever or chills. Overall, has been feeling weak. He states that he's working with therapy, though. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball counts were positive. Extremities. Extremities. Chronic edema, both lower extremities. Dermatitis, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next. Type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Pre-implant discussion about her symptoms. He seems to be doing somewhat better. I've encouraged him to work with therapy. Continue stretching and strengthening exercises. Continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, we'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Scott, S-C-O-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7-5-1957. Date of service is 6-2-2022. Mr. Scott is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He was in the hospital because of his hemoglobin being low. He did get transfusion, was seen by gastro, was recommended for the workup as outpatient. He says that he's feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Overall, he has been feeling well. He's not been able to do much physical therapy, and he's somewhat discouraged from it. Denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities right below knee amputation. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus. Next, history of right below knee amputation. Next, anemia. Next, history of colon cancer. Next, obesity. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, consultation about his symptoms. He seems to be stable. Will have repeat CBC done. I have recommended that he make an appointment with gastro to follow up with them regarding further workup of the anemia. We'll continue other medications. I've also encouraged him to participate with physical therapy. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, date of birth. 9-9-1956. Date of service is 6-2-2022. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's been doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations. She does complain of pain in her neck as well as her legs. Overall, has been doing well. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression number one. Impression number one, multiple sclerosis, next hyponatremia, next extreme spastic paraplegia, next neurogenic bladder, next chronic anemia, next depressive disorder, next DJD. Treatment discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable, will continue current medications, will review her labs, may need to repeat her labs, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Mark Strack, S-T-R-A-C-H, Mark, M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 11-20-1949. Date of service is 6-2-2022. Mr. Strack is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing well, has been stable. He said that he wants to do some strengthening exercises. His allergies has been bothering him. Overall, has been stable. Case was discussed with the nursing staff who have raised no new issues. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, muscular dystrophy. Next, history of chronic kidney stones. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anxiety slash depression. Treating plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. He seems to be doing well and has been stable. Will continue current medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Kozma. K-O-Z-M-A, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8-21-1934. Date of service is 6-2-2022. Mr. Kozma is seen in his room today in anticipation for discharge. He says that he's doing much better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SMS 2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, not tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next history of pneumonia, next hyponatremia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. He's getting ready to be discharged. All his prescriptions were signed. He'll follow with his PCP. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.